Tatum attacks the paint, reverses it up, no good. Smart flies in for an offensive rebound, puts it off the window and in. And a night that began as a masterpiece being painted by LeBron has been graffitied up by Marcus Smart.
107-94 is the final, and what I just said about 15 minutes ago might end up being remembered as the Marcus Smart game of all Marcus Smart games. And the man himself joins us from the Celtics locker room. Well, walk us back to about 2 hours ago when every Celtic fan can conjure up images of what LeBron did in Game 6 in 2012 when he came in this building and single-handedly changed his legacy and changed everything with that game for the ages. And he was better in the first quarter tonight than he was that night. What was going on as you were watching that unfold? He hit that one shot when you were closest to him that I don't think any of us have ever seen before.
I mean, you know, he really showed, you know, the reason why he's one of the greatest to ever do it and play this game. You know, he came out and he had an agenda and a mission, and he did that, you know. And we knew coming into this game he was going to be tough. He was going to come be more aggressive. He was going to make some shots.
Well, one thing me and Sean are doing right now, we're starting a GoFundMe page for Marcus Smart.
So
he can come back. You know, I know that, you know, business is business, and I'm going to just talk about it anyway. But I know you love this team, and the way you guys play together, you just come together as a unit. You just seem to love each other, and you bond so well. That's amazing to me.
Oh, man, you know, we've been through so much with starting with the whole Gordon Hayward thing from the beginning of the season. You know, when you have a tragedy like that, you got to come together and bond together, and that's what we did. And then another one of our brothers went down, and Kyrie, me, you know, Jalen with the hamstring, and each and every day somebody had to step up. And when you have a team like this who got each other back, it's hard to beat.
Well, it's amazing. When you're talking about have each other back, Al Horford gets pushed in the back. Who's the first one that there in J.R. Smith's face?
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just not a basketball play. You know, he's beat. You know, Al's in the air. He can't control himself. And you come down and push him. You know, we playing ball. We not out here trying to hurt nobody. I took offense to it. You know, everybody was looking around. But where I come from, you don't do that.
There is, it seems, when you just and Max were talking about how much you guys enjoy being together. But there is an on-court belief in each other that almost the system you play requires it. And that, how did that happen? When did it develop? When is the first time you thought, this is a special group, not just the way we are with each other, enjoying each other's company, but the way we play together on the floor?
To be honest with you, I thought about this. You know, I had a feeling we was going to be special, you know, going into the season this year. You know, and when Gordon went down and to see the guys, the way that they responded, I really knew we had some special going down the line forward, and we just had to stick together. And if we do that, it's impossible to beat us.
Well, one thing you talked about everybody else's injury and how everybody else went down. Marcus Smart was down for a while.
Twice.
I mean, twice you were down. So everybody seems to pick up for the next guy up.
Yeah. You know, that's how it is. You know, we all here. We all on our respective teams growing up. We've been the man. We know what it takes. We've been in that spotlight. So when somebody goes down, it's just opportunity for somebody else to make a big play and change the game for us.
That's the only bad thing I can imagine is that Game 3 isn't until Saturday. I bet you'd go play it right now if you could.
I could. If I could, I would. Yeah, definitely.
Marcus, not only enjoy this night as a group, but enjoy everything. People have had a lot of things to say about you your whole life. I want you to enjoy the next couple of days of hearing what they're going to say about you now.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Marcus Smart joining us from the Celtics locker room following a 107-94 win in game number 2.